Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Center for Immigration Studies has now filed a lawsuit under the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, known as RICO, in the District of Columbia Federal Court against the Southern Poverty Law Center's President Richard Cohen and Heidi Berich, who runs the SPLC's so-called Hate Watch blog. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the SPLC labeled and does label the Center for Immigration Studies as a so-called hate group. And this organization says in its lawsuit that it has lost financial support because of this label. So now they have filed a federal lawsuit under RICO. Now, RICO itself, Matt, is not, as you know, a separate independent cause of action. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like putting a layer of a different federal law on top of an underlying breach of law. And so RICO lists a lot of different kinds of underlying breaches, violations for which RICO applies. In this particular case, they are saying that they violated another law, and consequently, under this particular set of facts, RICO applies. When RICO applies on top of an underlying violation, such as fraud, mail fraud,
tortious interference, tortious, any number of
number of things, then what happens is any damages are tripled. Thus, the reason for RICO, they're tripled, and if you win as a plaintiff, you're entitled to attorney's fees from the defendant. And that's the basis of RICO. It triples the damages and allows the recovery of attorney's fees.
Yeah, and this is good to see. The SPLC has gotten away with this hate group smear of organizations that they disagree with culturally and politically. And they know that the media will take their smear campaign and run with it. And finally, you know, we were talking off the air about how we haven't really talked about the SPLC a lot lately. They have so overplayed their hand and undercut their credibility in here in the United States that they are really kind of destroying themselves as an organization, because they have admitted openly that these organizations, a lot of them Christian organizations that they disagree with, that they, as Mark Potok famously said, they seek to destroy the organizations they disagree with.
Yeah, Liberty Counsel is one of those, in fact, you know, as well as other organizations, profoundly Christian conservative groups. Not only that, but like FRC, I mean, this hate map that they have created causes violence. I mean, we saw the attack on the Family Research Council a couple of years ago, and the man tried to commit mass murder because he found the name of the organization on this hate map. You know, fortunately, they were saved by the security guard, as well as the attack on the legislature.
When they were doing baseball. Baseball game up in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean, that could have been tragic.
Yeah, and he's going to have permanent injuries for the rest of his life as a result of that situation.
Because of this hate label.
And that particular individual was a Facebook follower, fan of the SPLC. And the SPLC, 2 years, I think, before that, had issued an article falsely alleging that Steve Scalise was a white supremacist, and they tried to link up by saying, well, he spoke at this event and someone was at that event. This is how they do it. They try to connect these dots that are unconnected, and then they slap a label, and the label is a hate group or a hater, and then they put you right alongside groups that are violent.
Right.
And in the public's mind, and they know it, they're trying to get the public to associate your organization with an organization that actually engages in and encourages violence. But, you know, the interesting thing is that other organizations that really do encourage violence and that have been part of violent activity, they're not listed on the SPLC's so-called hate watch or hate map. Why? Because they say, well, they only track right-wing organizations. They don't track what they call left-wing organizations. Well, let me ask you this. If you have a violent group, does it really matter whether it's you're giving them a label of right or left, if they're actually engaging in or encouraging violence? Really, when you're committing violence or encouraging somebody to engage in violence, that should be colorblind. It should be neutral. How can you have any credibility when you openly acknowledge that you don't even look at left-wing groups? So Antifa, CARE, they don't look at any of these, and so many others that have been involved in or have even been part of lawsuits regarding violence. They don't list them at all.
It's because they're ideological bedfellows. You know, Antifa goes out and engages in violence and destruction and, you know, breaking windows and things of that nature. And Southern Poverty, and even physically attacking and injuring people, hitting them over the head with bicycle locks. And we've seen all the videos out there. But the SPLC will not go after Antifa because Antifa effectively is out on the front lines trying to further their political ideology.
But yet you've got Christian profoundly conservative groups that are dealing, such as Liberty Council, we're dealing with death threats. You know, we've had to increase security because of the violent nature this causes. Even the media still refers, still uses the label, even though it's been shown over and over that it has no credibility.
Yeah, now in this particular lawsuit by this immigration organization, they say that the SPLC is committing wire fraud over the internet by falsely labeling them as a hate group. Wire fraud is one of a number of underlying offenses that if you actually do such thing, RICO can apply on top of that. And so they're saying that there's a conspiracy between different people within the SPLC. They have engaged in an enterprise to ultimately commit wire fraud. And how they're saying that is whenever they put information in the mail or on the internet, they are promoting false information, fraudulent information that they know is damaging and hurtful, not only financially, but it puts people in physical jeopardy. They say, according to their lawsuit, they've been removed from Amazon Smile, and that has cost them at least $10,000. That's just one of many things. We know of a number of organizations that have been removed from Amazon Smile. Certainly, Liberty Council is one of those because of this listing. Lots of others, Alliance Defending Freedom, Family Research Council, you name it, and there's so many others. But there's also other instances in which organizations have had their credit card processing literally shut down because they were on the SPLC hate list. Frankly, at this time, Matt, I believe, you know, I was like a Wild Wild West type of person with regards to the internet and these social media companies. Don't let government regulate it. But when you end up having monopolies that come into existence, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, others, when they become monopolistic, and then when they get federal protection, as they did, these internet providers, such as Facebook, as an example, they got federal protection from lawsuits because people were wanting to sue them and say, well, someone posted this bad thing and I got hurt. And they said, well, look, we're just a neutral source and we don't censor, we don't take sides. And so Congress said, okay, because you are neutral, people can't sue you. But now they've moved away from neutrality a long time ago, and they're actively engaging in censorship designed to damage organizations and censor speech. And it includes Google, Facebook, Microsoft.
Twitter.
Yeah, you just name them. YouTube.
Yeah, so there are more and more antitrust, really, causes of action here potentially, and they can be regulated as a public utility, especially when they start engaging in one-sided censorship in order to silence one particular viewpoint.
Yeah, imagine how ridiculous it would be if your utility company in the winter just shut off your utilities and said, well, you're on a watch list from the SPLC. That wouldn't be permissible. Nor should it be permissible when these superhighway information channels that are monopolies conspire with SPLC and use their list to ultimately censor and stop viewpoints and financially damage. And as you mentioned earlier, in the words of Mark Potok, who was with and speaking on behalf of the SPLC when their intent is to destroy, utterly destroy their ideological opposition. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website to follow this and other stories on these matters affecting your family, faith, and freedom. That's lc.org. Liberty Counsel's website is lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel, lc.org.